Peter Wilkinson has worked as cameraman to the Queen for over 20 years. He's employed by ITN, the BBC and Sky. But his office is here at Buckingham Palace. And his job? To film all the Queen's public engagements for news bulletins around the world. It's May, and the day of one of the most popular events in the royal calendar. Today, the Queen will host a garden party in the grounds of Buckingham Palace, and Peter has arrived to prepare for the big occasion. Around 8,000 guests will be at today's royal garden party, consuming nearly 60,000 cups of tea, sandwiches and cakes between them. At 4 o'clock sharp, the Queen arrives to greet her guests. A chosen few will be selected to chat to her as she walks down the lanes. If Joseph Mallard William Turner is famous for just one thing, it's this: his sunsets. Turner stands above every other British landscape painter. His name conjures up images of dramatic skies, daunting crags, and wild seas. But there's another side to Turner. Machines, technology, industry, the opposite of nature. Turner was much more than a painter of lyrical landscapes. He embraced the wonders of science and progress. In the years between his birth in 1775 and his death in 1851, Britain experienced the most tumultuous upheaval in its history, the Industrial Revolution. A new age was being created, fueled by science and invention. The chemist Humphrey Davy discovered new elements. Michael Faraday harnessed the power of electricity. Charles Babbage unveiled plans for the world's first computer. Turner was at the heart of these momentous events. He painted the Industrial Revolution as it unfolded, and in the process, created a whole new kind of art.